Well, look at this. A snake in the birdhouse.
Well, a corgi, actually.
Little corgi, actually.
How are we doing, America?
American What's up, snake?
Sports fans. American heroes on this April Fool's Open Day. We are prepared.
Man, I've never seen more of a bounce in your voice than April Fool's Open, since this is your baby and you're the man. So this is going to be fun today.
Oh yeah.
Well, you as an OG, as an original participant in the first one, you can appreciate what it does to the nerves, especially on a beautiful day like this.
I know.
This is cherry. This is Chamber of Commerce day.
I know. Maybe I could break out the old Sunday red again and come out there and commentate.
Maybe you could. I would love that. Well, today on The Birdhouse, we're going to start out with what Tim Timothy brought up. It is the 63rd birthday of the great Eddie Murphy. The funniest, best Eddie Murphy movie is.
Brand, one of the DFW Big Four sports teams wins a championship this year.
Man, there is nothing like the table scene in the first Nutty Professor. That is just, I don't know if it elevates the whole movie into the stratosphere of Eddie Murphy, but man, that is as solid as it gets as far as a scene. I'm trying to think overall movie.
I would say for me, probably Coming to America.
No. Yep, the first one was really good.
Because I would say funny, if you're going to combine the best funny and a really just enjoyable watch, that versus some of the later silly comedies.
Men on
now, best overall movie, you might go with something like Beverly Hills Cop.
That's what it is.
But I would still say Coming to America.
I don't know what to say.
Yeah, he came right out of the shoot with 48 Hours, Trading Places, and Beverly Hills Cop.
Trading Places is pretty damn good.
It is, and don't forget the...
That's an interesting question.
You know, the stand-ups that were considered movies, Raw and Delirious. And then Raw and Delirious.
Maybe the fact that Raw and Delirious. Like
Harlem Nights was really good.
Midwest
that came on the other day.
Shrek is great.
Shrek is awesome.
Yeah.
Little Donkey.
I mean, and the one that I want to go back and watch that I don't that it may to be not broken, be very good and have a couple of really good
color, we would
scenes
know
in it
their name
was The Distinguished Gentleman.
I mean...
I think it probably doesn't hold up. I remember really liking it when I first saw it, and I think they came out around 92, 93, something like that. But
it doesn't hurt.
Yeah. What was the one that introduced us to Halle Berry?
In Iowa.
That was Boomerang.
Right.
And you have kind of that magic bird type of feel.
Solid movie. It feels like you're picking sides, and I don't know if a lot of people are.
Boomerang.
It's almost like
Oh, you know what? I'm forgetting one. I'm sorry.
Picking sides on who to root for.
My opinion.
And it came down to
the greatest Eddie Murphy movie, and I don't know how close it is
at the collegiate level, no matter what she looked like.
Life is
what year
incredible.
Was that?
Incredible.
Yeah,
oh,
I agree.
That tonight
and
in the movie.
She's such a huge
good,
name.
Travis.
Like, we were talking about this.
99, I believe, Life came out.
They would
that
want to see
99.
Her when she
has Martin in it also.
Yeah, we
whenever,
were talking about
maybe
that.
Maybe that's
see,
why.
See,
but you just wonder
no,
how
really,
long
yeah,
it will
really
last,
good.
Though, because the WNBA game
so
is a little bit different than
all right,
the collegiate
I'll take,
game.
I'll
and
take
will
Coming
she be
to
able
America,
to go in and do exactly
the,
what she's doing on that level?
I
don't know.
Masses.
And I guess
oh,
time
excuse
will tell,
me for liking life.
At the very beginning,
no,
man,
no,
she's
I'm
going
just saying,
to
overall,
definitely put
probably,
butts in seats.
I
don't know, eyeballs on the product as far as
Coming
goes,
to America would probably pop
but they'll
up
definitely
first.
Sell more tickets when she's in town.
But the sequel, do they have a longer three-point line in the pros than they do in college?
If you were expecting the first one, and you just can't do that, that's ridiculous on you.
Yeah.
And I would suggest
right.
that everyone watch Dolomite.
Going off the hardline hypothetical Dolomite, we had yesterday, Dolomite, how many consecutive zero-win Cowboys
really
seasons?
Also.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Would you trade
pet
from a
according
Rangers,
Ranch
which
pizza,
we just got?
Somebody tried to get on the elevator
and
before I got off
title.
The other day, and
so
I wanted
all
to knock groceries
so
out of their
in
hand.
The span of however
That's
many months that is, 8 months or whatever.
In
Rangers,
situation,
Stars,
so
Mavs,
to your surroundings that when you're waiting
how
on
many
it, let's say you're waiting on a
zero win
you know,
Cowboys seasons,
floor,
would you trade for that to happen?
I do it right
when
now.
The door opens,
I
you're
take
so in your
the
own
Stars
world,
and the Mavs winning this year for the Cowboys to go 0-17 in the 2024 season.
Opening your eyes to see if people are on there getting
okay,
off.
Okay, wait, though.
And
he says how many Cowboys seasons?
That, yeah, you just don't get one.
Yeah.
And trying to
One's
step
easy.
On
anybody would do that.
Would you
take five?
And it jumps and five consecutive. And all that. Look,
zero win
the elevator,
seasons for that to happen.
Stand by the
no,
door and get the
that,
hell off of there.
No.
Why are you lingering?
Thanks, Jerry.
No.
I always wait. And it's just
three?
Trying to think. And if I'm getting off the elevator and somebody tries to get on without letting me off.
You're talking about
never
something that.
No, I do three.
It'd be interesting. It might be.
I'll tell you
I'm trying to think who is quarterbacking that's like a freshman
because
or sophomore coming
in. Where, you know, we're not
where you
downtown
could get
a ton.
That first pick.
There's not a lot of downtown activity.
And make sure that you almost CJ Stroud.
And we have
I'd do three in a minute. Wouldn't even think about it.
I would too. And I think that may be the limit, though.
is when
rough for us, man.
You're the only person crossing over the crosswalk.
But you got the three titles. You got, I mean,
you're
you
something
got the titles and everything else. Okay, three's fine.
Yeah,
like you're walking. I think three slower would be fair. On purpose.
What course, sport would you be the worst at or most exactly embarrassed to have people watch you play? Because that was that is part of what we're doing today.
Hockey.
There will be hundreds, if not thousands, of people out there. And it is. I mean, Donovan, was it super embarrassing to have people watch you?
You know, adjust.
But they know what they're getting into.
Right. No, it wasn't embarrassing at all for me out there because I knew I wasn't trying to pretend like I could do it. I knew I couldn't. So no, yeah, no embarrassment whatsoever.
That's interesting because my first thought was cricket.
Doing Instagram for 5
because I don't know how to play.
Wait,
I don't
what?
Know the rules.
That makes me
so I would that would be embarrassing.
Okay, you're
but if you're talking about something that you kind of know,
every course in the world for the rest.
Well, it's
of
hockey
life.
For me because I can't skate.
But
well, that would be very embarrassing if I have a folding chair in front of me with the stick in the other hand.
Maybe like polo because I think I might fall off the horse trying to lean over and hit the thing. So polo or cricket would probably be the two for me that I don't really have a concept of.
Polo.
Random sports.
Well, yeah, I mean, most sports I know the rules. I can at least hang around and be
competitive. Well, I know the rules to hockey. I just can't do it.
Like, I'd get my ass whipped in tennis by most people, but I know how to play. I could at least return like a normal person serve. I couldn't play like against a pro would destroy me. But a pro would destroy me in most sports. But I, like a general.
In all sports. Not most, in all sports.
All.